Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon. God bless you. Praise the Lord once again, my radio listeners. This is Pastor Ola Starling with the Anointed Word Ministry. I give God praise today for a new day, for a lovely day, for a day that He has given me that I'm able to move about with use and activities of my limbs and being closed in my right mind. I just want to say I pray that God has been good to you as He has with me, because He's not a God of respect of a person, because what He do for one, He will do for another. He is that type of a God. And today I just want to invite you to come in to hear a real word, a live word that would encourage you, to give you maybe some things you've been thinking about or pondering about. But today I want to come to you today from the book of Matthew. I want you to go and get your friends. Listen. Because one thing we must understand, people, that the word of God is not going down. Everything is going down except the word of God. The word of God is to stand. It will forever stand because it is Him Himself. He is the word. All right. Hallelujah. And today, praise God, I pray that you have been keeping in touch with God. You got a relationship with Him, because that's what matters. Everything else doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how much you got, how much you own, what you live in, what you drive, how much money you have, how you look, what your status quo. It does not matter. But if you do not have a relationship with the Lord, it is all vain. It is vain, people, vain. Because the Bible declares that everything is going down except His word, and it is true. And today, praise God, I want to go in and say a prayer with you, and then we're going to go into the word of God. But Father, I thank you once again for this day. I thank you for life. I thank you for strength. I thank you for allowing me to be able to open my mouth, to be an ambassador for you, speaking the word, praise God, to the listeners and to those that were here, because you have already ordained to preach it in season, out of season, when they want to hear it, when they don't want to hear it. It does not matter who don't want to hear it. It must be told, and it must be preached, praise God, until the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord Himself, comes back. And we must understand that He's going to return. Don't be fooled. Don't let the devil hoodwink you, making you think that He's not coming back, because He is. He's going to return, definitely. So today, praise God, I said, Father, I thank you, Lord, for your word today. Thank you for allowing me to be your mouthpiece, ambassador for you, to bring forth the word of life. Father God, I ask that you make it, praise God, that it's clear, with understanding, with clarity, that everyone would understand, and praise God, that they would get an understanding, because your word declares, out of all thou getting, get an understanding. Get an understanding, for understanding is the best thing in the world. And Father, you said it in your word, and I follow you with that. And I thank you for allowing me to be the person, because Father, I didn't choose you. You chose me. And I thank you, Father. I thank you, asking you that you forgive us of every iniquity, sin, shortcoming, praise God, every sin, unseen, unknown, praise God. Just forgive us, Father God, for you said man must always repent. And Father, today I repent of every wrongdoing that has been committed. I submit it into your hands. Father, bless, keep, and acknowledge, praise God. Send forth understanding with clarity upon this message. And I give you praise, I give you glory, and I honor you. But today, praise God, we're going to be speaking about, praise God, because you know we have a saying here as people. And we're going to be coming from Matthew 7:21-23. Matthew 7:21-23. We have an old saying that we always say, whenever someone passed from this life to the next life, the first thing we do, we put them in heaven. Everybody's going to heaven. You never hear anybody talking about people going to hell when they die. It's always they going to heaven. You see, but you must understand that needs to be stopped and with an understanding, because not everyone gets to go to heaven. We put them there because that's what we want them to be. But let me serve notice on you. It may not be the place that God has ordained for them to be. If they have not lived that life, praise God, out throughout their generation or their lifetime, without God in their life, they're not going to no heaven. We're good at that. We think You know, we think, thank praise God, but the world is very heavenly minded that everybody goes to heaven. That is a strange statement concerning just how wretched and how wicked our world is. But in a recent poll, it was discovered that 81% of the people asked and believed in the literal heaven, where people live with God after the death. 81% and 61% of those polled said that they believe that they would go to heaven immediately when they die. Oh, so they're not going to stand at the judgment. They're not going to stand at the white throne judgment. They're going to bypass that. I don't think so. Let me help you out. Everybody, the Bible says every man must stand at the judgment seat of Christ. Every man. So you're not going to just die and go right to heaven, my friend. You got to stand at the judgment. No matter what you do, you got to go to the judgment. It's a depart. Even when we see these people, they depart from family and friends. And when they arrive in heaven, they're just going to arrive in heaven, just going to drop in, you know, with all their baggage and stuff. And when they get there, they're going to see mama. And when they get there, they're going to see daddy. They're going to see sister. You must understand there will be no fleshly memory of what happened in this earth there. You're in two different worlds now. But I find these numbers astonishing because guess what? In the light of the wickedness that filled our society, don't you? Our society, I don't care how you live, what you do. You could be a murderer. You could be a rapist. You could be a drug dealer. You could be a prostitute. But everybody still want to put you in heaven. Of course, there is another side to this story now. Of all these polls, 6% believe that heaven could be reached by doing good works. Oh, my goodness. Another 57% believe that heaven was available to all who placed their faith in God and did good works, and 34% believe that heaven was for those who had faith in God. Oh, and now there's a problem beginning to be seen now. A full 63% of those who responded believe they were going to heaven, but they cited the wrong reason for getting in heaven. You see, everybody wants to go to hell. Then like one picture you say, everybody wants to die, but nobody wants to die. But everybody wants to go to heaven. The other 30% who believe that heaven came to those who place their faith in God may be just as wrong as those who believe salvation comes through the results of work. Salvation does not come through work. Salvation is given to God. Now, I want you to know that today, there is not everyone is going to heaven. No, everybody's not going to heaven when they die. Everybody's not going to heaven when they die. You live like hell all your life here, and you want to jump to heaven when you get there. Don't work like that, my friend. I know we want to believe that we do, but the fact of the matter is that nobody, no one who thinks they are going to heaven really is. And what is, without question, the most important area of any life, person's life, most people are sincerely wrong concerning what they believe about salvation. See, as Yeshua draws near to the end of on the Sermon on the Mount, he takes the time to remind men of the seriousness of salvation. Salvation, people. Salvation. He wants all who heard him to be sure that they were genuinely converted. That is my desire for each of you this morning, today, or this afternoon. I would like for you to spend a few minutes with these words of Yeshua and notice some thoughts, hallelujah, that comes from this passage. I'm going to preach this morning on the thought, no, and don't believe it, not everyone gets to go to heaven. That's the bad news. I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but it's true. It is my prayer that you will allow the Spirit of God to speak to your heart today. It is my prayer that there are some, praise God, here today, or hear my voice today. The Bible said, the day you hear my voice, don't harden your heart, who have never been truly saved. Perhaps this is the day when you will meet Yeshua as your Savior. Maybe there are those who think they were saved, but in truth, you're not. You see, the Bible says there's a way that seems right to a man, but the way thereof is death and destruction. I'm praying that God will speak to your heart today. Perhaps there are those who know you have never been converted. There is no matter, it doesn't matter, and it's no better time than right now to get that taken care of. Let's join Yeshua as he teaches us the truth that not everyone goes to heaven. A startling communication. in verse 21, Yeshua make one of the most startling statements in all the Bible. He says that not everyone who claims him as Lord will be saved. He is telling us that there will be some people who will think they are saved, but who, in fact, are still lost and headed to hell. See, this is the thing right here. You got to know that you know that you know. You got to be assured. That's why he said in his word, let every man work out his own soul salvation with fear and trembling. That's why he said that. That is why he said that. And a mere profession of Yeshua as Savior is not enough to save. A person may believe in the doctrine of faith. They may be sincere and good. However, merely saying, you know Yeshua is not enough to save your soul. Belonging to the church, being a good person, doing religious things, etc., all good things. But none of them can save your soul. Salvation comes only through the new birth. John 3:37. I think it is clear that Yeshua is telling us that there will be some who will think they are saved. Say, think you saved, don't know you saved. And in reality, they are deceived. Why should I believe this? Because the Bible has much to say about this matter. First thing he says, for many are called, but a few are chosen. The parable of the wheat and the tares, Matthew 13:36-43. Paul also knew that there will be some in the church who will be fooled by their profession. You think you say. They examine yourself, whether you be in the faith. Prove your own self. Know ye not that your own self, how the Yeshua Christ is in you? Is Christ in you? Except you be what? Reprobated. 2 Corinthians 13:5. Simon Peter also mentioned his phenomena. He said, therefore, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and elect sure. For if you do these things, you shall never fail. 2 Peter 1:10. Why is it such a major concern? Because without Yeshua, there is no hope for salvation. There is no hope for nothing but hellfire. Sadly, there are too many in our day who base their salvation experience on what their mother or daddy told them had happened. Too many are trusting in praise God. Too many, praise God, are trusting in the things that they hear or the things that they think they may know. You must know that you know that you know that you have been saved. That's why the Bible tells us, it says, my friend, you can do it all. You can work and give your business and your preach and your teach and go to church. You can do that. But guess what? And then on and on. But the truth still remains. Salvation is by grace through faith and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, least that any man should boast. Do you ever hear boasting? Notice that there were the whole claim to have a rest in what they have been told or done. The fact of the matter is, the Lord is your way out. I just reminded you this morning, your salvation will never be about you. It will never be about others or what you have accomplished or what you may have. Salvation is all about Yeshua. Yeshua and what he did for you. He died for you on the Calvary's cross. He went in hell for you. Praise the Lord. He did all he had to do that you may have salvation, knowing that you may know where you're going. I have an idea where you may go. But you do not want to go, praise God, and stand before Yeshua, the maker and the father, praise God. And he said to you, depart from me, for I knew you not, for your work was of iniquity. You did stuff that you thought was right, but you didn't do it the way the word said. That's right. In Hebrews 9:12-14, Hebrews 9:25-28, Hebrews 10:10-14, the awful suffering of the cross, Isaiah 52:14, Isaiah 53:4-11, glory, hallelujah. Because of all this, I am glad that I can tell you today, it is done, and there is nothing for you to do but accept Yeshua and his plan for your salvation. For your salvation, my friend. What you do is not going to get you into heaven. When you die, people put you into heaven. But you won't go to heaven if you never did the thing to get to heaven. And one day a king died, and his servant spread his unbelievable news all over the palace. He had died in the bed of natural causes. And where has he gone? Asked one of the king's wisest counselor. Why? To heaven, of course, answered all the others. And no, said the others gravely, I served this king for many years and traveled with him in many places. He loved to travel and would go over the details of his journey. Every element was placed and participated. It was articulated. But I have never heard him say a word about traveling to heaven. It is a journey for which I saw him make no preservation for. His travel was not about his salvation. I'm quite sure he did not go to heaven. What about you? Have you made that right preparation? Have you? As those people stood before the Lord, surely they were shocked at what they had already heard. Now they were about to hear something that will forever seal their destination. The Lord said to them, He said, I'll tell you, who are you? I never knew you. They had claimed he'd been working in his name. They had claimed that they knew him. They had professed a relationship with Yeshua, telling the truth. He tells them that at no time in their lives he was ever in their plan. Yeshua is God, and he knows everything. He knows who, where, and he knows their heart. When he means, what he means is, here is that, praise God, you must know your personal relationship with the Lord. You can't make up one. You must know you have a personal relationship with him. And these people have never been saved. So if you say, I'm saved, I know I'm going to heaven. So you say a little prayer, and you can church regularly, and you're on every auxiliary in the church. Works don't get you into heaven, my friend. Salvation through Christ Jesus does. Through Yeshua, that's what gets you to heaven. There are those who feel that this message is speaking to backsliders. No, ma'am. It's speaking to everyone that do not know who the Lord is. He has no respect of a person. Some fear that these people were once saved and now, and for whatever reason, they are lost again. No, they're not. They never knew him. If he never knew them, then they cannot say that he is their Lord. These are backsliders. These are the people, praise God, who just jump planes and are just downright lost in their sin. Because the Bible said there is a way that seems right to a man, but the way thereof is death. Because we want to make ourselves think like we're on our way to heaven because we do this, but you can't love your neighbor because you can't get along with them. You don't have nothing good to say about anybody. You talk about everybody. You cross people up. You lie. You steal. You do it all. And Yeshua said, he never knew you. He still doesn't know you today. And if not, then you might be in the crowd that's gathered on that day and find themselves with no future. No future, my friend. They would have no future. What they would have is for the Lord to say, depart from me, for I don't know you. Who are you? You never spent time in my presence. See, the Bible says, my sheep know my voice, and the stranger they would not follow. But you can't know somebody you never talked to. You can't know somebody you never spent relationship with. You can't know you can't know somebody you never spent time with. You have to spend time in his presence to know him. This is why he said, they that worship me will worship me in spirit and in truth. You have to worship God in spirit, not in your flesh. Not in your flesh. Your flesh won't do it. He said, a sudden condemnation. These lost ones are ordered to leave. Leave the presence of the Lord. Get out of my face. What did he say? He said, throw them out into outer darkness. I don't know them. There's only one place in the universe where man can be free from the manifestation in the presence of God, and that is in the fire of hell. If he said, if I didn't spare the angels, neither would I spare you. He said, if we did not prepare, hell for you. He prepared it for the devil and his angels in the flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that not that don't know God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Yeshua the Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord, from the glory of his power. My friend, we need to remember that there is a vast difference between heaven and hell. Yes, both of them start with an H. That's right. Both of them got an E-N. Yes. He said, but heaven is described as a place of endless bliss and eternal glory. Revelation 21 and 4. John 14, 1 and 3. On the other hand, hell is described as an unquenchable fire. Mark 9, 43. A place of memory and remorse. Luke 16, 25, 27, 28. A place of thirst, Luke 16, 24, 25. A place of misery and pain, Luke 16, 24, 26, Revelation 14, 10, and 11. A place of frustration and anger. A place of no return. A place of endless separation, Revelation 21, 8 and 2, Thessalonians 1, 8 and 9. A place undiluted, divine wrath. There will be no mercy for those who go to hell. It is clear to see that there is no comparison between heaven and hell. Which one do you want to go to? What in hell do you want when you die? I think the saddest words in all the Bible will be these words recorded here. I never knew you. Depart from me. These are the people who spent no time in his presence, who didn't know him. They only knew him when he was going to bless them or give them something, but they didn't know him in a relationship. These are the people who expected to hear the Lord welcoming them to heaven. They were sincere. They thought they were saved. They knew all the catchy words and the right things to say. They knew the gospel speak. Why then would these people hear these words now? Because they are basing their hope on the salvation of their own work and goodness. Salvation is not given by works. Salvation is given through grace, through God's grace. But because they have failed to place their faith in the finished work of Yeshua on the cross, my God, they will go to hell because they chose their way over God's way. I wonder, what will Yeshua say to you? Remember, not everyone gets to go to heaven. Not everyone gets to go to heaven. Many people will not see heaven. Many people will not even know of a heaven. And the conclusion states, praise God, that 81% of Americans believe in the extended existence of a real literal hell and heaven. Almost that many expect to go there immediately when they die. Wrong. Will they? Only if they have been trusted Yeshua the Christ as their Lord and Savior. That's not you'll get ready to go to heaven there, but you're not going no other way unless they come through God, through Yeshua the Christ. They will never be saved. John 14:6. Today, I want you to know that I do not have the ears of 81% of Americans. However, I have had your ears today. Where do you stand with the Lord Yeshua? Do you think you are saved? Do you hope that you are saved? Will you end up going to heaven or heaven when you die? Or what is your base on this? You just know you're going. But allow me to help you out. You need to get out of your seat, make your way to Yeshua right now. He's calling and willing to save you right now. Come as you are. I must remind you, again, not everyone gets to go to heaven. Will you go? Are you on the right track to go? Are you being directed to get to heaven? Or are you being, have you been hoodwinked by the devil himself with a delusional spirit that you're going to heaven anyway? Think about it. The Bible said, let every man work out his own soul salvation with fear and much trembling. I praise God. I praise God today. Praise God that you heard something that will change your direction, change your mind, to make you know this thing is real. It's no play. This ain't no friction. This is real, and this is real. That when you leave this life, you will make a decision. You have to make a decision to go to heaven, or you end up in hell. It's just that simple. I know many people don't like to talk about hell today. They don't want that. They don't talk about that anymore. They don't talk about hell anymore in the church. They talk about the tithing and the dancing and the praise dancers and the missionaries. That's all they talk about. But I want to let you know, out of all that they're doing, if they're not right, they're going to hell too. God has no respect of a person. He has no respect of a person. If you don't know him and he don't know you, you will not be spending eternal life in heaven. Hell shall be your home. I pray, God, today, praise God, you think and reach out to him to let him know, Father, I'm a sinner, and I need to be saved. I need to be saved, God. What must I do to be saved? The Bible says, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ, that his son was raised from the dead, you shall, not must be, can be, shall be saved. You must make the confession, I'm a sinner. I need a Lord in my life. I need to be saved. I need to be washed with the hyssop of your word. I thank you, Father. I thank you for many have fallen from the faith. Many have turned away from God. The Bible says, many of you have sealed their conscience with a hot iron. They can't receive you. But to those who neglect you and do not want to get to know you, shall spend their eternal life in damn hell and damnation of fire. You must understand, not your body, but your spirit. The spirit is who you are. Get to know who the Lord is. Get to know who Yeshua is. It's not too late. It's only too late when you have closed your eyes to death. It is too late. I pray, praise God, that you get something today that will make you think. It makes you realize this thing is no joke, it's real. And the Lord is going to fulfill his promise. You be blessed. You be blessed. You be blessed. And I pray that you seek him now early while he yet can be found. There will come a time you will not be able to find him. He won't be around. God bless. God bless.